We're now going to look at the fifth of the marketing should ask questions, questions that advisors really should be asking. And SAQ number five sounds like this. There are so many ways, people say, of marketing, I get very confused. Could you please tell me how to choose the marketing method that's right for me? In all of the SAQ videos so far, what we've been doing is getting your message right. And your message includes understanding your target market, understanding the problems that that market has, knowing whether you have the solutions to those problems, knowing why your solutions are different to the rest of your competitors, having proof of your brilliance and your solutions, and then giving them a no-brainer reason to come to you rather than somewhere else. Now, all of that, all of those steps are what we call in marketing positioning. And positioning is about getting people to think the way you want them to think when they think about you and your business. Having understood what positioning is all about, we're now going to answer the SAQ number five question, which is really, how do I get that message out there to my target market? In marketing, we call that packaging and promotion. Packaging of your message and then promoting it to your target market. I ran a workshop recently where we discussed with our inner circle clients 34 choices of getting your message out there. Don't worry, I'm not going to dump those 34 on you today. That's far too much for you to digest. I'm going to take seven major strategies of getting your message out there. And today on SAQ 5, I'm only going to discuss four of those so that you get the gist of what those strategies are. So, are you ready for the four SAQ marketing strategies? We'll call them marketing vehicles. As we discuss the four marketing vehicles, what I'm going to do is to set these four marketing vehicles into a set of conditions. I'm going to give two overriding conditions for the discussion. Condition number one is that we're only going to be talking about on this video offline marketing strategies. Now, many of them do apply online as well, but that's a different aspect and different technique, just offline today. The second condition I'll set is this: I'll rank the four vehicles in order of immediate effectiveness. That is to say, each vehicle will produce results rapidly or slowly, and I'm going to rank them in descending order of speed of results. I hope that makes sense. So let's get stuck straight into marketing vehicle number one. And marketing vehicle number one is called direct contact. Direct contact is very simple. It's where you try to get in contact with a person, perhaps by phone, by mail, by email, by fax, or just good old-fashioned knocking on the door. And it's where you're trying to interrupt their day and get attention for them to listen to you. And that's why we call it interruption marketing. Now, direct contact is basic. It's simple, but it works. It's effective, but it's quite inefficient. And it gets pretty immediate results, but it can be very, very time consuming. That's marketing vehicle number one, direct contact. Marketing vehicle number two is the referral building system. Now, I've discussed referral building in a previous FAQ video, and I promise I am going to discuss referral building in more detail in a future video. Right now, what I'll say is this: I receive lots and lots of justifications for not requesting or having a referral process or system. And all I'd say is that there tends to be two concerns behind those justifications. Concern number one is that the person is frightened, is worried, is concerned about upsetting a relationship with maybe an existing client, a professional introducer, or another centre of influence. Concern number two is that they've tried referral building, they've tried the referral methods, and haven't seemed to be able to make it work for them. All I'll say at this point is this: if that's the case, those two problems are the case within you, then what that suggests is you don't have an effective referral building system. Well, one other point about referral building or not having a referral building system, I heard this recently and I'll quote it to you. Direct contact marketing is the universe's way of punishing you for not having an effective referral building system. You might want to remember that. Marketing vehicle number three is business networking. If you've watched the FAQ videos prior to the SAQ series, you'll have heard me discuss business networking in some detail. And you'll be glad to know also that I've created a booklet called Business Networking, The Myths, The Secrets, and The System. And it is a system. But I have to say this. If you've not developed a regular and consistent pattern of networking within your target market, then you're turning away masses of opportunity to attract perfect quality clients to your business. Let's look now at marketing vehicle number four. Marketing vehicle number four is public speaking. Now, I know, most people would rather die than stand up in public and speak to a group. In fact, I understand that public speaking is next to death in the range of fears that most people hold. But I'm going to make a comment here. You're not most people. You're a business leader of a small business. You're an excellent financial advisor. You're an entrepreneur in spirit. And you can't afford to behave like most people if you're going to grab the outcomes in your business life and your personal life that you say that you want. You have to get out of your comfort zone and do things that are difficult and uncomfortable. That way you'll have extraordinary outcomes in your business. What you'll be relieved and glad to know is that there's lots of help out there. There are courses galore in public speaking and presentation and gaining confidence in that environment. One of the most popular, one of the oldest, I guess, is Toastmasters, run across the world and definitely run in this country. I went many, many years ago when I was 28 to a Dale Carnegie presentational public speaking course and gained a lot more confidence than I had. I remember many years ago standing up and being asked to give a presentation or a brief lesson in church, and I had tears of embarrassment in my eyes. Now, a few decades later, I'm constantly speaking in church and in audiences across the world in business to audiences of 5, 10, 15, 100 and 1,000 people. I'm very comfortable simply because I got outside of my comfort zone and kept on practicing until I became good at what I feared most. Final comment on public speaking. The beauty of public speaking is that it's business networking turbocharged. Imagine you're in a room in perhaps the Chamber of Commerce or some business networking community, and just think about it. The whole audience's attention is directed towards you. It's a golden opportunity to network where you're the star. That's a very powerful process and a very powerful position to be in. So we've discussed now four marketing vehicles, four major marketing strategies. It's time to go to the next video.